It was a cool, rainy summer in southeast Alaska. Ketchikan got the worst of it, with a record-breaking 45 inches of rain. While Haines and Skagway residents may feel robbed of their share of sunshine, meteorologists say the Upper Lynn Canal actually didn't have it that bad. Wes Adkins is with the National Weather Service in Juneau. He doesn't have much sympathy for Skagway and Haines this summer.
For all you and Haines and Skagway who feel like, oh, this is such a wet summer, well, I have some disappointing news for you. It has actually been maybe slightly above normal, but not significantly such.
The Weather Service counts the months of June, July, and August as summer. On the last day of August, Haines residents saw dreary weather characteristic of how much of the summer has gone. But Adkins says rainfall in Haines this summer was only about 11% higher than average. The norm is 5.86 inches of summer rain.
We got 6.49. That puts us in 30th place all time, which isn't too much to write home about. And just in comparison's sake, Haines got 6.49 inches for the entire summer. Ketchikan got 45 inches, and they're still counting. So, I'm sure many of your listeners, Emily, will say, well, this is why we live in Haines.
And once Skagway residents hear their numbers, they'll probably be saying the same thing. As of late morning on August 31st, Skagway's summer rainfall hadn't even surpassed the average.
And all told, for the summer, they're supposed to get 4.37 inches. Well, they've gotten 4.28 inches. If they can manage another tenth, then they will achieve, you know, a normal summer there.
Overall, this summer doesn't hold a candle to 2014. That is the wettest summer on record for both Haines and Skagway.
I'm afraid your listeners who think it might be a wet summer, well, maybe a little short memory span.
Haines was drenched with more than 16 inches of rain that summer. Skagway saw more than 10 inches of precipitation in 2014. Adkins says Southeast's rainiest summers pale in comparison with the effect of former Hurricane Harvey in Texas and Louisiana.
They've had reports of anywhere between 35 and I think 52 inches of rain over the course of just a few days. So it kind of puts, you know, what we've experienced this summer in, you know, a different perspective. And it just kind of proves how staggering and how epic this event down with former Hurricane Harvey has been.
The Upper Lynn Canal is due for a reprieve from the rain over Labor Day weekend. Adkins says the precipitation is likely to return by Monday. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.